Need your hearing checked or hearing aids fixed? Hearing Rehab Center has 18 Colorado locations to help you hear your best. To schedule a free consultation, visit HearingRehabCenter.com for a location near you. That's HearingRehabCenter.com.
In U.S. Denver, a Salem Media Group station. Most battles are won before they're fought. Peter Boyles on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Morning, everyone. In the 710 KNUS Denver's talk station on a Monday, September the 28th, 2015. Good morning, everyone. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather on a September 28th, Monday. 84 will be the high today. 74 Tuesday, Wednesday 83, Thursday 83. But now we start to slide. In the weekend, we're in the 60s, and the weather brought to you by Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. The website this morning, yesterday was our Emily's Parade, the 10th time in 9 years, and I think there were over 2,000 or close to 2,000 people. I believe that many people came. We rode motorcycles from Columbine High School to Platte Canyon, and what a remarkable day. And Mr. Crowley was there with us, the legendary Mr. C, who made videos, and there's pictures, still pictures and videos. And we'll have John Michael Keyes and Frank DeAngelis with us coming up to talk about it. Boy, the website is just great. And then there's this Obama video called How Many Lies Can You Tell in One Speech? And it's up as well, 710knus.com. Speaking of that, I'm a huge fan, and I always set this up as there has been a quest for the life of Barack Obama. And I make the joke that he has become my white whale, and I'm Ahab, and you know, we drift all over the oceans trying to seek out Moby Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, please say good morning. He is one of my true favorites. Charles Kirchner joins us. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to Denver and 710 KNUS.
Yes, good morning, Peter. Glad to be back.
You're kind, sir. Do a quick bio again so people know who you are. And as always, I say, how did you get onto this and when did you begin to quest who is Barack Obama?
Well, I'm retired electrical engineer and professional electrical engineer, and retired from the Navy, active in reserve, 33 years service. Went in as a Me-1 seaman recruit and came out as a full commander. And Navy was a life-changing event for me and helped make me what I am today. And part of that is taking an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, you know, in the end, so help me God. And around June of 2008, I was following who this Obama guy is. Who is he? Who is he? But around June 2008, he puts out that Ford short form birth certificate, the certification of live birth. It's a certification form, not the certificate, but the certification form. And it was immediately declared a computer-generated forgery. And I really got interested, and just continued digging. The more I dig, the less I know.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Right about.
Let me do this if I may, because I have to have this shootout every once in a while on a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you're going to answer this, but I think I know. I think I believe how you will answer this question. Do you know, using the word knowledge, do you know who Barack Obama is?
Not in the jurisprudence of the word knowledge. No, I believe certain things.
I
but,
do too.
We can't know until we get into a court of law and subpoena original records and under the rules of law to find out what is fact and what is fiction. There's been so much false information put out by Obama himself and. And, of course, we call them the O-Butts online. Mm-hmm. They've been throwing everything out there to confuse the water.
Mm-hmm. But why is it, again, I have to do this every once in a while, you know, the notion of epistemology, knowledge and belief. We don't know anything about this man. We have lots of beliefs. I have tons of beliefs about this man. But none of them are knowledge. They're just simply beliefs because, as you and so many other people pointed out, his entire falsified life narrative and his secret or his hidden secrets. Is that a fair statement that his life
is? That's a fair statement, and one of the facts we do know about him is that we don't know who he is, and that's a problem for who's going to be in command of the military.
I mean, we
take an oath to go out and, you know, potentially die for your country and support, defend the Constitution, mm-hmm. And here's a guy that we factually do not know who the heck's giving the orders.
Thank you. We don't know who Barack Obama is.
Right.
Right.
We know that we don't know who the hell he is.
Very good. Now, if you would, sir, let's do beliefs. If I were to ask you, what do you believe his true life story is? Using the word believe, how would you respond?
Well, I believe he was born somewhere, not physically in the USA, but he was registered as born in the USA in Hawaii using the lax laws that are in effect in Hawaii for registrations of birth. I think he was conceived there, and the girl was sent away, as they often did for a teenage girl that got pregnant, to have the baby somewhere else and give it up, but she didn't. And she brought it back to Seattle. I don't think she ever came back to Hawaii. There's no records of her physically being in Hawaii, no prenatal, postnatal, no records at all from about March of 61. And all through that summer, the next thing we find her is in Seattle, Washington, starting school. So we don't know where she was the last two trimesters of her pregnancy. So she may have been sent to Canada to have the baby. She may have gone to Kenya to have the baby. Who knows where she was.
See, and what's fascinating about this is everything you say is true, that there's no record. This so-called certificate of live birth is a forgery. Having said that,
well, the certification form in June was a forgery, and the certificate that came out in April 2011 is a forgery. So we got two forged birth documents to start with.
But we know that she enrolled in night school in the university. The paperwork is there, the rent receipts.
Right.
People have found the babysitters.
Right.
But how long was she back? And by the way, that baby would have been 10, 15 days old, maybe?
Yeah, I don't believe that the birth date is his birth date.
No, I don't know.
That was the date that I believe was given to the birth registration office when Grandma phoned in forms, born and home with no witnesses. I don't even think the mother was in Hawaii when that affidavit
again,
was filled out.
We're using words like "I believe" or
"I believe."
I
yeah,
think.
This is my theory.
Yeah,
this is my.
Yeah.
I'm a genealogist for 40 some years, and you can't know the truth about dead people either. All you can do is put together what you think you believe about them.
Thank you.
And you have to make up a narrative that accounts for all the factual evidence and what I call contraindication evidence. In other words, one of the things we have in dealing with Obama, we have to deal with the people in Kenya who are saying he was born there.
Right. And then there are people.
That's why you just can't totally throw Kenya out the window yet.
Well,
but then again, she shows up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
She could have easily had the baby across the
Canada
border in Canada and showed up in Seattle just by taking a ferry.
Or she could have had the baby at home, and because of whatever the reasons, whether it involves Frank Marshall Davis, the man called the other Barack, who knows what Toot and Gramps were involved in, but she takes and goes back, because she apparently, from some reading, she never wanted to move to Hawaii in the first place. And she goes to Hawaii, she enrolls in the University of Hawaii, allegedly in a Russian language class, she meets the other Barack. But if you look at the pictures of her nude, she is, to a high degree of probability, at Frank Marshall Davis's home. The coves are the same. The floorboards are the same. She's probably having the nude pictures taken with a pornographer, although a far left-wing pornographer, Frank Marshall Davis.
A card-carrying communist.
No, he was a CPUSA, absolutely. So
I don't believe she was born there in Hawaii, absolutely, because they would have surfaced prenatal and postnatal records by now to prove she was there. I just don't believe she was physically there at all. She was conceived there, but the baby, she was sent away as to have the baby somewhere else, and she was supposed to leave it there, whether in Canada at an orphan's home or in Kenya with Obama Sr. was the father, with the biological family over there. Now, I think maternal instinct kicked in. She couldn't give up the baby. She brought it back to Seattle. He was probably born in July, and she brought it back to Seattle in August, called Mom or Grandma, who turned out to be Obama's grandma. I mean, you know, she's a smart woman, and she knows that she can get the baby registered just by filling out a form and taking it into the office as born at home with no witnesses.
Sure.
That's a narrative that fits everything that I can see, because if he was physically born in Hawaii, there'd be some tangible evidence of her being there and some prenatal post. Even if the baby's born at home, you would have taken it to the doctor to be examined. There'd be records.
And there's no doctor. There's no copy of Lonnie. No, there's no doctor records and no hospital records.
No midwife.
No, nothing.
No neighbors remember anything. Nothing.
Nothing.
So I don't... One thing I have a high confidence in my belief is that he was not born in Hawaii.
Again, if you just joined us, this is one of my favorites. The birther story has come back into the news, although with Trump and Mrs. Clinton, and of course the mainstream press immediately kills it. But is it fair to say that most Americans, although the number is growing, according to CNN, don't realize that we have elected a president whom we know very little about? Researchers such as yourself and so many have discovered that these autobiographical books are little more than PR stunts. They have little to do with the actual events of his life. In fact, we know less about Barack Obama than any other president in American history. Is that fair?
That's fair, sure.
Okay, so, again, having said all of those things, why? Why won't anybody want to know? I know I do, and I know you do, and I can give you a list of people that do. But this guy's life story is a total fabrication. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
So, when the claim, like the hospital that he was born in, there is no hospital that he was born in. No hospital claims him.
That's correct.
So, the certificate of live birth, which the Obama campaign team gave to a pro-Obama website, it's a phony, right?
Now, that was a certification.
Right.
Of live
birth. I take it back. You're right. It was.
Right. That was simply a typed up computer short version of allegedly what was on file, the actual birth certificate, which is called a certificate of live birth. Now, we also got to remember that Hawaii then, to help confuse the water, changed the name of their certification of live birth to a certificate of live birth. Just like they stopped issuing Social Security numbers by state and made it random now. Everything that we started investigating about Obama, they go change it to make it less harder to make sense out of it.
So?
Did you know they renamed the certification of live birth a certificate of live birth?
No, I didn't know that.
They did. They changed the official name of the form. From a certification, and a certification is just a piece of paper that's issued by a state certifying that they do have a birth certificate.
When was that done, Commander? I didn't know that was done.
Oh, the law was passed late in 2009. I think it went into effect in 2010. So when you get a certificate of live birth form now from Hawaii, and that's the only state I know that does this, it's really basically just an enhanced short form, a little more data on than the original short form has. So you got all this terminology that gets confusing if you don't watch it real close.
Okay.
But for our conversation, the original June 2008 form, we call it a certification, and it says right in the top, certification of live birth. Some people call it a COLB. And the long form is a certificate of live birth, which in effect is the birth certificate.
Okay, so... If you're just joining us, one of the great researchers, one of the great birthers, Charles Kirchner, is with us. What is he hiding?
The truth.
And why? I come back to asking you beliefs. But
if he's born outside the United States, he could, under the conditions that existed then before the disinformation has weakened the definition of a natural born citizen in the last 8 years, he could not have run for president. he could not have been seated or elected president if he was born out of the United States. Now we got Ted Cruz running, who's born out of the United States openly and admittedly, and he's getting away with
John
it.
John McCain.
John McCain, where was this? There was a special situation.
Yeah, but he was his own.
He was serving with the military.
Yeah, he was his own. But you're right, John. And remember how they made a big deal out of John McCain, but they wouldn't talk at all about Barack Obama? If we go to this list, and I mean, I'm carried around in my head, but school records and birth records and passport records and medical records and Harvard records and Columbia College records, Occidental College, Columbia College thesis, records from Illinois State Senate, Punahou School. That's that elite K through 12 prep school. Why is he? I mean, what is he hiding? And what would those records shed on
they would,
his?
They would have shown a foreign nationality. Where that they were, you know, his nationality. Another one that's missing that Paul Irie you had on the show the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered that the book copyright form was altered retroactively,
That's right.
The reason they altered that is because the nationality is required on there, and it once probably said Kenyan.
Or
I think at that time with the book, he was passing himself off as born as Kenyan.
That's right, he was.
He had his bio of 16 years saying born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia.
Oh, he claims Kenyan birth. And
at that time.
Yeah, and
earlier,
he claimed
Indonesian birth.
Yeah, and he wrote that, and there are people that met him that said that he claimed Indonesian birth. Now, we do have those pictures of he's a young kid, and Stanley Ann hooks up with Lola Sotero, but he uses that name, Barry Sotero. How long does he use the other name, Barry Sotero? How much of his life before he becomes Barack Obama?
Well, I don't know.
No one knows.
Number of years,
yeah,
but
no one knows.
It was quite a while in his youth. I think that's you got to remember also, I believe his Hawaiian records, whatever they are, have been amended.
Oh,
I think they were amended when they. I think that short form was created because it was forged because when they went to the actual Hawaiian records to get a certification of live birth, the short form, they couldn't get one, or what they had was a name Barry Sotero on it.
Mm-hmm. Let me set something up. I'm going to take a pause. When does he break? In other words, the Selective Service Card is another one of those. The Social Security number, again, for people that I'm sure they're not hearing this for the first time, but if you are, the president's Social Security number is not his Social Security number. It's a fraud.
He started using that in 1986 when he moved to Chicago.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't talk about this. The Selective Service Card, I believe, was doctored from reading about that. But
stolen.
Yeah. But what I'm asking you, let me set this up, Commander. When does he decide to try and we say Jimmy the truth? When he's run his whole scam about being different people and a foreign national and all the rest of these stories that he has told about his life and times to gain whatever it is that he's gaining, whether it's scholarship money or whether it's, you know, admissions to school or maybe to keep himself
sexier, more attractive,
exactly,
more
exotic,
a persona,
exotic,
know?
Right. He uses
exotic.
We know that when he got to Occidental College, he was still using his Indonesian name of Sotero. We know that because there are people that come forward and said, "Oh yeah, that was Barry Sotero," but he drove a Mustang.
He lived with a foreign exchange student.
Yeah, and he also was supposedly a poor kid. He tells the story. And where did Toot and Gramps get the money? Occidental ain't cheap. And he had a Mustang. They saw him driving around in a Mustang. So,
Toots and Gramps weren't poor.
Well, but
they weren't rich, but they weren't poor either.
All right. Was he?
But he got financial assistance because of this farm. He was living as a foreign born.
Exactly. Because he told another story. Hang on, we'll come back. Commander Kirchner is with us. I'm Peter Boyle, 710KNUS. Again, the website 710KNUS.com. Those pictures are so special. From yesterday at Emily's Parade. David Ellis, Cherry Creek for 30 years. He's been the precious metals buyer in Colorado. I did this long bike ride on Saturday morning and go out all the way out and see the guys at Adventure Cycling, swing back around and stop and see David, and we have a bottle of water and talk to David. It's my guy. He's been the precious metals buyer in Colorado for well over 30 years. Not new to any of this. He pays the highest prices for your gold, sterling silver, diamonds, coins, jewelry, Rolex watches, high prices for antique jewelry, silver coins, 64 and before silver coins, halves and quarters and dimes and silver dollars. Diamonds all sizes, solitaires, rings, bracelets, clasp rings, charm bracelets, rings, chains, necklaces, lockets, pendants, scrap gold, I mean earrings, broken chains, platinum, sterling silver, 64 and before, those coins, silver bars, Franklin Mint. If you think it's worth something, it's worth something. 6 days a week, see the man. Located Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd Avenue. It's 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd Avenue. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, 6 days a week, 8:30 till 6 o'clock at night, and man is there. He's my guy, David Ellis, Cherry Creek.
Well, we've continued to load up for the drive. We have some new accidents. This report brought to you by Hojo. Happy Mondays. Southbound I-25, typical stop and go with Thornton Northland from 120th. There's an accident working just after Thornton Parkway. Aurora Drive, southbound 225, bit of a struggle from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Accident there working near Yosemite. And problems along eastbound 6th Avenue near I-25 wrapping up. 6th Avenue bulks down at Sheridan. Just because summer is coming to a close doesn't mean your vacation has to end. Get a special retail gift card when you book on a Monday. Visit Hojo.com to find out how. That's Hojo.com, and happy Monday. I'm Susan Thielen, 710, KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
Monday's Kelly and Kafer. Provided we all survive the blood moon, of course, the Pope's historic trip will be history, and we'll get a recap of the impact, both good and questionable. Has Donald Trump peaked?
Many think so. Will he have to change his no-holds-barred strategy? And all indicators pointing to Kevin McCarthy as the new Speaker of the House. So who is this guy, and how will he repair the party?
Kelly and Kafer with Steve Kelly and Krista Kafer. Weekday afternoons from 1 to 4 on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-801-4500. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-801-4500. 800-801-4500. That's 800-801-4500.
There are times when people need a little extra money, honest, hard-working people, and some banks don't always make it fast or easy. But finally, there's a company who gets it, who could help my listeners that need it. Avant. You simply go to avantoffer.com on your computer or phone to check your rate risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If any of my listeners need a loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code BORROW. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code BORROW, avantoffer.com, promo code BORROW. Loans made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant are made under finance lenders license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day. If approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Dealing with the IRS can be downright scary. Don't let back tax issues sneak up on you before the end of the year. Larson Tax Relief. Get the IRS off your back today. Larson Tax Relief will contact the IRS, contact the state on your behalf. Negotiate a customized plan so you can stay above water. There's many reasons why people have looming back tax issues, and you're not alone. Owners and brothers Ron and Jack Larson are the real deal. They've helped thousands of individuals and businesses to help you as well. They're my friends. I've known Ron and Jack for nearly a decade. I've personally spoken with many of their customers. These people are happy they chose Larson Tax Relief to help them once and for all get out of those back tax debt problems. Get the stress out of your life. There's relief. Pick up the phone and call the most trusted tax resolution specialist, Larson Tax Relief. So whether you're listening in Colorado, California, Texas, Arizona, anywhere in the country, 844-LARSON-TAX, 844-LARSON-TAX, online, LARSONTaxRelief.com, and tell them you heard it from Peter Boyles.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected Signature Series products. One motorized window covering required at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply.
Stay tuned for a special sale from Budget Blinds.
Honey, I just tried to turn on the TV with the remote and our new shades went up. What's going on?
Oh, I got the new shades from Budget Blinds. They're motorized. Now we don't have to keep getting up and down to adjust them. We can do it with the push of a button. Pretty convenient, huh?
Wow, you're a genius.
The Budget Blinds Motorization Sale Event is here, with huge savings on the most stylish, cutting-edge motorized window coverings available anywhere. Right now, you'll save 20%, plus get a Visa gift card worth up to $250, absolutely free. Plus, Budget Blinds does all the measuring and installation, and gives you a free in-home design consultation. But hurry, sale ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds now at 1-800-640-2585. That's 1-800-640-2585. 1-800-640-2585.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. This is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710. KNUS.
Van Halen. I get up, nobody gets me down. We jump. 727, 27 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock Monday, September the 28th, 2015. Good old 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Voice of the people, 84 the high today, 74 on Tuesday. In the weekends, we drop back into the 60s. One of the, perhaps the best of the birthers in the number of birthers grows almost daily anymore, where a nationwide network of researchers have sprung up in an attempt to fill in the blanks. But at every opportunity, the Obama, high-priced attorneys, big media, politicians, do everything they can to block access to documents that every American should have access to. The question is why? And why has this man's life been suppressed? And we were talking... I don't know where Charles, where you want to pick it up. We were talking about his showing how he was Barry Saturo, certainly at Columbia. At Occidental University, and I think that one of the reasons, this is my belief, that his Occidental college records are important, and they have been suppressed. They will show that he was there as a foreign exchange student. He's using the Indonesian name Barry Saturo while attending Occidental. I'll turn it over to you. Your thoughts, sir.
Right. I agree with you on that. And in the quick bio when we started out, I've been at this since June of 2008 with a Ford short form. But I filed a lawsuit then in January of 2009 with Attorney Mario Puzo, so your audience knows that, trying to stop the inauguration. And I sued Obama and Congress that they hadn't done their job under the Constitution to vet this man. And in the process of doing that, I started running full-page ads in the Washington Times. I don't know if you remember that, Peter.
That's where I first got on to you.
For 3 years, and culminating running up into the spring of April 2011, along with Donald Trump starting to talk then about the birth certificate,
right?
Which I like to think maybe he was reading my ads in the Washington Times, and Dr. Corsi's book coming out. But virtually every week in the spring of 2008, I had a full-page ad running in the Washington Times drumming on the Ford short form, the stolen Social Security number, him failing E-Verify. So that was national pressure, 130,000 paid conservative readers. And the reason I picked that paper is every member of Congress gets a free copy every week, and the White House president, they call him a resident now, the vice president, and all the key staffers got it. So they were feeling that heat from those full-page ads for 3 years. And then, of course, Trump starts talking, and, of course, his book coming out, and that's why they had to get this forged document out, because there was too much pressure building that the certification form just says, well, there has to be another form. The certification form is always based on an original form, which would be a certificate. So that's when the forgery came out, and that immediately was declared a forgery too. That's the one that has the layers and everything else. So that's part of what I've been doing. I sued Obama twice. I tried to keep him off the ballot in 2012 also in the state of Pennsylvania.
But remember,
I've been very active, and I've been researching him all along here, and he is a complete fabricated identity.
Yeah, he's a mystery.
Yeah, he's an enigma.
No,
he's an enigma inside of a lie.
wrapped in a riddle. His Occidental college records are important, but, you know, you go over these things systematically, incrementally. There have been at least three document authorizations experts who I have had on the radio show who have declared a certificate of live birth is an obvious phony. Now, when I'm fascinated,
Maria the Best is a Photoshop expert.
Now, you know what's funny? Watching Carly Fiorina being drilled that mainstream media knows that the Planned Parenthood videos are, they believe the Planned Parenthood videos are hoodwinks. Hoodwinks,
yeah,
doctored.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Of course. But they can't see this?
But why don't they go talk to...
Well, no, but
this new video that came out. Why didn't they go grill Chris Matthews?
Well, no.
As to where, you know, about the Born in Indonesia story that was going around in December of 2007.
We've talked about it, or Hillary Clinton saying it, but... Now we come to Harvard.
Obama is the original birther, and Hillary Clinton is grandma birther.
Well, sure. Now, come to this. Obama's Selective Service card, and this is what I broke away with, was talking about when was there a decision made to, quote, clean up his act, that they were going to take this guy. Now, because I believe that he was going through...
Started in 2007.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the reason we know that is because the forged forms had the... fingerprints of them of being forms that were in existence in 2007 and early 2008.
Yeah, they're making a decision to clean him up. And you asked the question, I asked the question, why Chicago? Because his roots are in Hawaii, Indonesia, California, New York, but he ends up...
That's a communist misfit.
Well, it comes back to Frank Marshall Davis. I think it goes back...
Sure, and the Jared family and... Mm-hmm. The whole bunch of them.
But they need to, because I believe he never registers for Selective Service because he is he's a foreign national.
He was 18 years old. He's Occidental. He admitted he hung with the radicals and the anti-American types, and he would have been burning his draft card back then or something like that.
Not then. That was past that date. But what I believe
he wouldn't have registered. He didn't think he had to.
And I don't think. Yeah, that's right. Because he was it's like his Social Security number. He was, I think he had an SSN, but I think it was the one that Social Security issues to foreign nationals. And now he needs a Selective Service card. So they begin, the evidence again, if you read it, solid evidence, the Obama Selective Service registration that was submitted was when he was younger than it was required to be, rather in 2008. Then they altered it to look older, and the forgers forgot to...
No, he submitted it after Jimmy Carter reinstated the draft, allegedly.
But it did not.
He really submitted in 2007 or 2008.
But he didn't do that. That's right. He didn't do that.
Exactly.
September 4th.
He didn't register when he was supposed to.
That's right. So, but they needed to have him have a card when he is going to begin this breakthrough and get back into public life.
Well, they forged that one. Steve Kaufman, the retired ISAG, and filed a FOIA request for it, and they found out he didn't have one.
Right. So they made him one.
It took about 9 months for them to make one it to Steve. About 2 weeks before the election, it came out, and then the ICE agent said, this is a forgery.
Sure.
A two-year date stamp, and no other card we've ever found has
once
a two-year date stamp.
Once again. So there's a guy, Stephen Kaufman, who's a former high-ranking federal agent, and I've talked to him, and people can talk to him. Kaufman said, "No, it's a forgery. Now, it's a fraud. That's a felony, by the way, I should say." But Obama, Obama was. The document shows September 4th, 1980. The location of transaction was Hawaii, but timeline: Obama is thousands of miles away, Occidental College in L.A. He can't be there.
And the form did not come in through the West Coast District Office.
That's right.
For the draft cards, it has a tracking number, and it indicates it came in through the Chicago office.
Absolutely. They made that for him. So
somebody on the inside there, one of his ACORN or SEIU buddies, insider, did it for him.
So you go this foreign birth, you have a Selective Service registration problem, birth certificate problem, school applications, passport records, medical records. It's not a coincidence that every document about his life that contains information about his birth or his citizenship or parenthood or whatever it is, either missing, sealed, or I believe at this point, high degree of probability they've been destroyed.
Yeah,
Your comments.
I agree. If they've either sealed them or destroyed them,
destroyed
if they
them.
Can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there may be, and come to the Social Security number, Barack Obama's SSN.
Well, Susan Daniels was the expert on that, and she uncovered that. And we found out Obama released his tax return 1 year and forgot, again, to flatten it, just like you do with the birth certificate. Sure. He left the layers there, and we could unlayer it and see an actual Social Security number, and that was proven to be a number that was issued in the state of Connecticut around March of 1977 to somebody who needed to get on Medicare at that time, and an elderly person, and they died, and that number was stolen by Obama, by probably Bill Ayers showed him how to do that, you know, because he bragged in his book about stealing the Social Security numbers of dead people.
And they go to graveyards.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
that's the
Silver Master spy ring and all that has connections to Chicago, and they used to steal.
I mean, when he was on the lam as part of the Weather Factor, Bernadette, they'd go in the, I mean, I believe that that's a direct link.
What was the American name of that Alma Sur guy? He was a weatherman too.
And they were Panthers, I thought. And he was
the Panther.
Well, I'm trying to remember, but he's the guy that most probably, because Michelle Obama.
I know Abercrombie, the guy protecting him in Hawaii. He was an SDSer.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But one of the things that's interesting is Mrs. Obama talks about their loans, or student loans. But there's no evidence of a student loan. So who paid for him? I mean,
there was a piece of evidence that surfaced way back about a Fulbright scholarship to get him into Occidental.
Right. But then where? I mean, because you would think those guys, El Mansour and those guys, you would think that if they were the source, I mean, they might have been paid by Khalid El Mansour, who was an advisor to that Saudi prince, El Walid, and Percy Sutton turned up in that.
Percy Sutton, Malcolm X's lawyer.
Yeah,
I mean,
that he raised money for Obama's Harvard tuition. He claimed, and he's dead now. So,
a network of communist agents. Some of them KGB connected.
Radical Muslims.
Alice Palmer, who launched his career. She used to go to the meetings over in Russia every year.
Yeah, they were Stalinists. They were Stalinists.
Then you have Bill Ayers, who's a communist, I guess a Leninist type, and Michael Klonsky, who people don't talk about too much, a good friend of Bill Ayers and the Obama family. He was chairman of the American Maoist Communist Party. He used to go to Red China on a regular basis.
Do you think, as a final couple of questions, Commander, do you think that he actually knows 100% the true story, the president himself?
I think he does, but he's probably at a point now where he's in a haze and he actually believes it. Believes it himself. But I think if he was like detoxed and got back to the, he wouldn't know he's a fraud.
He knows it.
I think he's on drugs. I really do. I mean, that's my opinion.
Does he know it?
Does he know?
Does he know his true story? I mean, I think he has to. But
well, I could sit here and say that maybe nobody knows where he was. You know, you could get into like a Manchurian candidate, the boys from Brazil kind of scenario. If you really want to get bizarre about it.
The little
prince. But I think he was just conceived out of wedlock. I think his mother is his mother, and
yeah, I do too.
Everything else, but I don't think he was born in Hawaii. She was sent away to have the baby and not bring him back, and
I think he was born at home, at grandma's, and takes off, she runs, but how does she get money to do it? Because at that time, he's selling furniture and.
You think he was born at home, they would have taken him to a doctor.
Again. There's
That's
no
the
records.
Problem I had with the born at home.
I think
born at home.
Midwife, there's
there
no register.
Midwife or some record surfaced, because they would have used it if they had it, Peter. If they had those records, they would have used it.
No, I agree. And like I said, this whole notion of a birth certificate that reappears, a certificate of live birth that has father's race African. You can't find another birth certificate in Hawaii.
That African came on the certification form in 2008.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when they came out with the long form in 2011, they had to use it because it had a match. Everything had a match what was on the short form.
That's right.
But who made the short form?
Well, I mean, Jimmy down the hall.
And why did the Daily Kos get it first?
Well, again, once again, why couldn't they just PDF it, but they had to bring it on a night flight? I mean, there's not. If we went into court, there's not a jury in the world that would look at this and say it's legit, but nobody can get into court. Commander,
there's
I'll leave
no document that Obama has presented that could survive 24 minutes in court.
Final question. Will the time come that you and I will see the truth?
I don't know if we will.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, I have this thing.
Look at how long a Kennedy.
Well, that was my question. It takes a long. I mean, now the Kennedy stuff
time.
Is out in the open. It took a long time about his life and their involvement and who they were and, you know, the murder, but more about his father and the involvement with the mob and all those things. It took a long time for that to come forward. But one thing I can rest assured on, truth will out. And maybe not.
Eventually it will, yeah.
And maybe not in our lifetime.
Maybe not in our lifetime. I'm hoping. I've been at this 7 years.
I know you
10% of my life. If anybody wants to see all I've done, go to protectourliberty.org. That's my website, protectourliberty.org, or my blog, cdrkirchner.wordpress.com. cdrkirchner.wordpress.com.
We'll talk.
And you can see my daily writing there. And, hey, sometime I'd like to chat with you some more, Peter. I got something I want to share with you sometime, too.
We got a deal.
I don't want to do it on the air.
No, well, you and I'll talk to you privately this week.
All right.
Thank you, sir. We come back and open. Thank you, as always.
Hey, you ought to get Petita Vivinia on again about why Bill Clinton why the Clintons stopped talking about Obama. I've heard that.
How about I put you on hold? Give it to Casey. Everyone, hang on. Open line, 710 KNUS.
Have you arrived anywhere you're traveling this morning? This report brought to you by Hojo. Happy Monday. Couple of highway accidents over in Aurora, southbound 225 near Yosemite. Backups now to Parker Road. And an accident southbound I-25 after Thornton Parkway. Expect delays from 120th on down, heavier from I-70 across downtown. Sunshine, a bit of a factor this morning. I-76, 270, I-70, all dealing with slowdowns. Off-highway accidents on Hamden, east of Parker Road. Just because summer is coming to a close doesn't mean your vacation has to end. Get a special retail gift card when you book on a Monday. Visit Hojo.com to find out how. That's Hojo.com, and happy Monday. I'm Susan Phelan, 710 KNUS. First Alert Traffic.
Your attic and your head have more in common than you realize.
How's that?
You both lose an amazing amount of energy up there.
Very funny.
True. 70% of all energy lost summer and winter is through your attic.
And?
Well, Mile High Insulation can stop that. Their free inspection will show you where your energy loss is worse, then they fix it with extra attic insulation.
I'm going to get on this right away.
Now that's using your head.
Stop it.
Call 720-465-0707 and learn more about their free attic inspection. 720-465-0707.
Are you someone that only pays full price, never shops for bargains? Well, then this is an ad you should ignore. But if getting the newest model isn't that important to you, but getting a great price is, now's the time to get over to Champ Honda. Champ Honda has the largest selection of 2015 Honda Civics and Accords in the Rocky Mountain states, and they're all priced to go out the door because the 2016 Honda Accords and the all newly designed 2016 Honda Civics arrive soon, so it's important to sell all the 2015 models to make room. This creates a great challenge for us and an even greater opportunity for you. And if you purchase before September 30th, you may be eligible for some great financing opportunities from Honda. Our sales professionals have all the details and over 200 2015 Civics and Accords to choose from. So get them while they last at Champ Honda or shop champhonda.com. Thanks.
Thanks to the fracking revolution, America and Colorado is blessed with abundant oil and natural gas. That's why it's time for Congress to lift the ban on exporting American oil. Everyone knows lifting the ban will add more jobs in Colorado and help our allies by relieving their dependence on Middle East oil. Leaders including Senator Cory Gardner and Congressman Ed Perlmutter support lifting the ban. So does South Metro Denver Chamber of Commerce, the Denver Hispanic Chamber, the Grand Junction Economic Partnership, the Northern Colorado Legislative Alliance, and the American Petroleum Institute. But Senator Michael Bennett's position is still unknown. Lifting the ban on crude oil exports is vital for our country. Call Senator Bennett and tell him to stand with the dozens and dozens of Colorado organizations supporting the repeal of the ban on crude oil exports. Paid for by Vital for Colorado.
From the Colorado Business Roundtable Studios, this is News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Now, back to Peter Boyles. News Talk 710, KNUS.
What a weekend. Good morning, everyone. Back on the job on a Monday, September 28, 2015. 710 KNUS Radio, the website, 710KNUS.com. The pictures and video from yesterday are absolutely amazing. From Emily's Parade, we have John Michael Keyes and Frank DeAngelis coming up with us. The biggest Emily's Parade ever. It was the 10th one in 9 years. Over 2,000 people rode. And Mr. C did some great videos and still pictures, and it's wonderful. Without further ado, Brian joins us from Alpine Planning. I see little red numbers this morning. Brian, good morning.
Well, Pete, here we go. It's another Monday, another week, and let's take a look at these numbers. We got the Dow. Currently, the Dow's down about 132 points. NASDAQ's down 27. S&P's down 13. Let's take a little market recap from last week. The Dow finished the week down 0.4%. S&P was declined by 1.4%, and the NASDAQ fell by about 2.9%. If we take a look at the NASDAQ for the first half of the year, the NASDAQ was really the big runner. That's mainly technology stocks, but it has dropped almost 10% since hitting its peak in July. We got some pretty good numbers that came out today. U.S. consumer spending was up 0.4% in August. But the big number that we're going to keep our eyes on is the number on Friday, and that's going to be the jobs report. So one of the things that Amy and I, Pete, have been talking to listeners, talking to our clients over the past couple of weeks is make sure you focus on what you own. Make sure it's quality companies, quality products, and don't chase return. The big thing that you want to do is stay diversified, stay balanced. And don't buy a product. Buy into a process, and if you want an opportunity to take a look at the process we have, by all means, give us a call at Alpine Planning Group. We'd love to give you a second opinion.
Number is 303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. And a man said it right, investing is a matter of trust, and they are prepared to earn yours. 303-843-0918. Let's take a look at it. Talk to you in the morning. Thanks, brother.
Okay, Pete.
Thanks, man.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated are not affiliated entities.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Monday, September 28th, back in the saddle, 303-696-1971. We ran a lot of open lines this morning. Had Dr. June Depp with us and, of course, Charles Kirchner with us. And, again, I understand you want to send a lot of nasty emails about what we need to do to ourselves and all these kind of things, but you... I love this. It's, you know, and I've been through it so many times, it's almost repetitive, but attack the messenger, but don't answer the message. Attack the messenger, don't answer the questions. Fine. You know, if we're racist and we're bigots and we're black helicopter people and if we're aluminum foil caps and the rest of the nonsense, fine. Then at least call the radio show, which you don't have the intestinal fortitude to do so. Call the radio show and let's discuss. Who is this man? And, of course, that's not the plan, is it? The plan is to do the PC attacks, and it's fine. Hey, it's perfectly okay. I'm good with it. The president tells the UN yesterday that America is now committed to eradicating global poverty and global hunger in 15 years. A show of hands of how many people remember Lyndon Johnson in the Great Society and the War on Poverty. A show of hands, how many people remember Richard Nixon's war on drugs? A show of hands of people who remember George Bush's war on terror. A show of people who believe that John Hickenlooper was going to end homelessness in 10 years. And Barack Obama now tells the UN that America is committed to eradicating global poverty and hunger in 15 years. 15 years. I don't know what you think. I realize this is really good stuff, and I think it's really, he's trying to out-pope the Pope. But it's interesting to say that millions of children are one mosquito bite away from death. And then when he talked about the Syrian crisis, saying the country should do more to accommodate refugees. And as I said, this is a discussion on lung cancer. Yet we're not going to talk about cigarettes. Again, the inability of Barack Obama to talk about ISIS or ISIL, or to talk about the truth of who is driving these people out. But actually, the other turn in events, too, is watching Mama Merkel, as she's being dubbed in Europe, and how we had to welcome all of these people into Germany. And now, OMG, the wheels have come off, and women are being attacked. There's roaming gangs of people from the Middle East attacking women in Germany. Oh, gee, how did that happen? Well, it happens in this country, too. It's exactly what's happening. So I'd like you to tell me, 303-696-1971, we're going to do this all in 15 years. Lyndon Johnson, I mean, what is it, $33 trillion have been spent since 1964? Do we have more poverty or less poverty? We got more. Richard Nixon declares war on drugs. Do we have more drugs or do we have less drugs? We have more drugs. George Bush declares war on terror. Do we have more terror or less terror? We have more terror. Why? And the answer is pretty clear. You can't declare war on a word. It's impossible. You can't beat a word. Can't do it. The war on poverty, 1964, Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, proving once again you can't have bombs and bullets or butter and bullets, but again, Johnson gave that a lick. In all of these years and all of that money later, do we have more or less poverty? We have more. John Hickenlooper's, that was a rig. I mean, I say it all the time. Auditor Gallagher came up with $63 million collected by, you know, remember they're doing parking meters and all this kind of different little scams they were doing? Auditor Gallagher came up with $63 million. They were going to end homelessness in 10 years in the city. Anybody see homelessness end in the city? Anybody see more homelessness in Denver? Of course, there's more homelessness. There's more shopping carts, sidewalk Winnebagos, mini Winnies, more guys flying signs, more people standing on street corners, more people. I saw some guy with a Starbucks. I was on my bike ride on Saturday. There's a guy that works the corner up here. I climbed a big hill, you know, and getting up there. The dude's got a Starbucks, and he's got a cell phone in his back pocket. And he's holding up, he's flying his sign. He's got a cell phone and a Starbucks. I thought, only in America can you have a cell phone and be part of the homeless. Remember, we had to give phones to the homeless. And what these people don't understand, having been around Bob Cote and Peter Droege and Step 13 for all these years, these people have nobody to call. I mean, it's like really interesting. I forget, was it Obama that said it or somebody said it? Hickenlooper might have said it. Who knows? That these people need to call their families. Dude, their families are done with them. They haven't talked to their family. They have burned everybody in their family at least 10 times on money scams. They've stolen from them. They've been throwing the joint. I mean, they've done all kinds. They're not calling their families. But here we are again. All right. 303-696-1971. The Mars mystery is going to be solved today. That'll be interesting to see what the NASA says about Mars. 710KNU is my website, and on the right side there's a chart that says HRC, Hearing Rehab Center. That's my hearing screening, and it says audiometric results. My grandson my son Morgan and my grandson Liam came down yesterday to Emily's, and we were walking around together, and you can see the noise. I mean, there's like big loudspeakers, and the bikes are revving, and my grandson held his ears. And I said, he's a little guy, man, you forget. So my son is really smart. We walked behind the speakers to go see Frank DeAngelis and say hi to everybody. The screening determined that, yes, I have hearing loss. There's a breakthrough. It's changed my world. Years of headphones and motorcycles do a number on your hearing. And if you know of people, friends, family, my grandson, everybody saying, what you say, what you say. Dr. Brock and George, the audiologist, and they custom fit me with micro-sized, nearly invisible hearing aids. I'm honest, I'm straight about this. I mean, I can't hear. My personal hearing loss and the Wilkin Family Hearing Rehab Center did the job. There's one near you. HRC is participating in Make a Difference Day on the 24th of October. We're fitting low-income seniors. I could put your hand up. hearing loss with free hearing aids. Contact if you want to donate. But the smartest thing you can do right now is just go and get a hearing test. 303-800-9942. HRC website, you can see, with the or just call or just see the closest one to you. The HRC website is hearingrehabcenter.com or 303, then it's 800-9942. 303-800-9942. 303-800-9942. Line one is Dan. Dan, we're coming up on time. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. Regarding, I think, what you were asserting to your previous guest about Obama maybe being born to a midwife in Hawaii.
Now, hang on a second. I'm just being told I'll break. I'll throw you on hold. I apologize to Alex, the intern. We're back right after this.